Welcome everyone to Cisco's EMEA Unplugged podcast. My name is Claire Beauville and I am the Chief of Staff to Alistair Wildman, who leads our customer experience organization for Europe, Middle East, Africa and Russia. And I'm really excited to be here today because we want to talk to you about some new roles that we're hiring within our customer success organization, where Cisco is investing heavily in this new area. And this is very much because of our commitment as a company to drive the most trusted customer experience in the industry with our extraordinary people and our technologies. And we've achieved this by our sales teams and our customer success teams coming together as one to drive a lifecycle approach with customers. To do this, to execute on this, we actually have a number of new roles within customer success. And these three roles are very much focused on how we help our customers adopt, how we help them use and renew their technology solutions with us. So helping them identify any barriers and removing those barriers so they can get full value from their investment. So the first role we're going to talk to you about today is our customer success executive role, which we call our CSE, that's focused very much on a large few accounts. We also have a success programs manager role, or what we call an SPM role. And this role is focused on driving adoption at scale with programs and with partners. And then finally, we have a customer success specialist role, which we call a CSS. And this is more of a technical role focused on addressing customer barriers and helping our customers adopt and use and implement their technology. So I'm really, really delighted to be joined here by Ahmet, by Stan and Yosbel, who represent these three key roles within customer success. And they're going to share with you their views, their experiences, their recommendations to any of you that are interested in joining this fast-paced moving team. Welcome to you all.
Yeah, thank you, Claire. Yeah, this is Ahmet. Thank you so much. And I'm the customer success executive within the CX organization based in Germany, covering the utilities companies in Germany here. And in this role, it's like a CX team lead role, where different roles and also the partner organizations need to align to each other to achieve the success, what success means for the customer. Means I'm some kind of a trusted advisor for them, for the complete life cycle journey of the Cisco technology and services the customer invested in. So the main goal is really to speed up adoption and reduce time to value, that the customer achieves his business objectives very fast, and ensuring by the same time that he gets the best experience the customer can ever get in the industry. So one example here recently was that the engagement was the pre-sales team together with the customer success team ensured that in the pre-sales stage, the customer was so confident with our engagement that he said, "You rock the scene. And let's talk about the bill of material rather than I want to compare your solution and the people and the engagement with other competition." So, and this helped the customer to gain 1 month, really 1 month, on the journey to go live with a solution. And this was at the end a critical one, because if we wouldn't do that, the customer would not get to the goal that he will replace a security solution, which is very important in the utilities company, at the end of December last year. So what does it mean? This is really an exec role to coordinate all the internal, all the external with the stakeholders at the customer, of course, and also with the partner to really interlock and to not lose any time to get to the solution fast and to ensure that the customer is seeing at the end of the day with a quote. And this was really honoring for us, saying, "You guys rock the scene. You delivered beyond my expectation." And for this quote, we do work every single day together with customers to give them this experience.
Yeah, and you mentioned a big thing there, interlock, right? So interlock is very much a key part of this role, all roles really, in terms of how you will work with each other, but also how you work with other parts of the organization. So maybe Stan, you can follow with just introducing your role and talk a little bit about the teaming and interlock you have with other functions, other parts of Cisco's organization.
Thanks, Claire. Customer Success Exec runs the overall customer experience. A Success Programs Manager is going to drive the adoption at scale with many customers. It means that we're going to register our customers into some digital journeys. We drive adoption consultation with specialists such as Trustbell. We also host events to make them understand what is the value of the solution. And we also create communities. For example, we have created a user club for one of our technology at Cisco. And because we have so many activities, we need to interact a lot with our Cisco colleagues. First, we have to interact with the sales community because we have to understand why did our customer purchase? What is he looking for? What is the value? What is the objective he want to attain? We also have to interact with our partner community. We have to understand where is the customer for the at the moment. Is he ready to be enabled? And when we are ready to go and see the customer, then we have to interact with the customer success specialists to deliver those adoption consultation I was referring to.
And I think that's a good segue to Yosbel. So you're very much the third part of the duo, as it were, the customer success specialist role. Do you want to talk a little bit about your role and how you and the skills and qualities that are very much needed in this role?
Sure, Claire. Thank you very much. As you could hear, Stan and Ahmed, they are more on the executive side, on the management side of things. I come from a technical background. I work at the Cisco partner for a few years. Then I joined the Cisco Technical Assistance Center, Cisco Tech, in the wireless team, which is also very technical. It's about customers that are having problems with the solutions. They open a case and then you resolve those issues. So it's been very technical focused. Now I'm working as a customer success specialist, which is also a technical role focused on a specific technology. In my case, I'm focused on DNA Center, Cisco DNA Center. The difference really between the role that I'm working now as a customer success specialist and my previous technical roles is that now I also have these discussions or these conversations with Stan and Ahmed as a customer success executives or success program managers, understanding what's the customer status? What is the customer goal? From a technical standpoint, trying to help the customers overcome any barriers or any challenges that they may be facing. So just to give you an example of how that interaction works, the customer success executive or success program managers, they have this interlock with customers, with partners. They have the management view. They're understanding where the customers are and what are their business goals. When they identify that the customer is not moving forward or needs help to move forward, we need to accelerate the adoption of the products. Then as a customer success specialist of DNA Center, in my case, I get engaged. And then I have a session with a customer understanding where they are, what are they trying to achieve? Why did they purchase that solution? What is their current status? And why are they not moving forward? What is preventing them from moving forward? Then I try to map those challenges that are facing with the business goals that they have, and deliver a session, which can be in a form of maybe a webinar as an Ask the Expert session, which many customers can join and then discuss about a specific topic. We present a specific topic or even accelerator one-to-one engagement with a customer about a specific topic. The goal of those engagements is just to help the customer overcome that barrier that is preventing them from moving forward. So as a customer success specialist, I'm the technical side, trying to help the customer to move forward, and I interact with this roles of SPNs, which is Success Program Manager, and CSC, which is the Customer Success Executive, because they're the ones that know what the customer status is, what the goals are, and where are they on the lifecycle journey.
Thank you. So you've all been in these roles now for over a couple of years. I know you've been very much part of helping us build and shape the teams. And I think if those listening now who are either in customer success roles or not in customer success roles looking to join Cisco, what would your recommendations be to those people in terms of What is it like to be part of this team day in, day out?
In my case, it's not only the technical skills are important, but also listening and understanding what the customer goals are, stepping in the customer's shoes and understanding the needs from their side. I think that's actually something that will be needed or is currently needed for every single role within the company, especially within the customer success organization. Trying to have this customer success mindset, understanding what do they need, what do they want to achieve, why are they going for that specific solution, and how they can get there faster.
And maybe more on the success programs manager is you have to get some strong communication skills. As I said, you have to run different kind of events, so you definitely need to get those skills. And you also have to be agile because we are covering a lot of technologies, so there is no routine in your daily job because you the morning you're talking about security, the afternoon about collaboration, and the day after about enterprise networking. So you need to be agile also. And of course, you need to have some teamwork skills, of course, because you have to interact with so many people inside Cisco and even outside Cisco with our partners.
Absolutely. I mean, partners are a massive part of our ecosystem. So I know that plays a big part of the customer success in terms of how we scale. Ahmet, do you have any other thoughts and recommendations?
Yeah, I would say three things. Number one, being open-minded. Number two is being a change agent to help the customer wherever he is in his business, to help him to transform his business towards new digital solutions. And number three is being also a culture agent. That means bringing into this Cisco culture what is, and also helping our organization being diverse. So these three things, I think, are the main things what I can give a recommendation.
And you've touched on a really important one there. I think anyone coming into an organization wants to know, what's the culture, right? What's the culture I'm moving into? So if we could summarize in one word, what would you say the culture's like at within customer success?
In one word, it will be the bridge, because we are making the bridge inside Cisco, outside Cisco with our partners, and obviously with our customers.
And the bridge, it's inspiration. If we have a bridge, then move to the inspiration.
Yeah, I think for me, it's a little bit hard to describe it in one word. I really like the bridge word because I think we connect many things. As Stan said, we connect customers with their business goals. We connect within our teams, we connect our partners with our customers, we connect our roles and with other organizations within Cisco. But I think it's really about being yourself and trying to do the best, what is best for the customers and for yourself in the role all the time in the organization. I think here is a place where you can really do what you think is the best. You can be innovative, you can develop new skills, you can know a lot of people, and it's really a great place to grow. So I think being yourself is a really important part of it.
Thank you all. I hope you hear from the energy of Ahmet, from Stan and Vyospel, the fact that this is a very exciting to be part of Cisco and joining our customer success organization. And I want to thank the speakers today for really being very open and honest and candid about their role today and sharing their views and insights and experiences with you. And I hope you all feel inspired by what you've heard today and are interested in taking the next step and in joining one of our growing customer success teams within EMEA. So thank you for listening, and we look forward to hearing from you.